Avakami Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kama Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Tes Med Aleph at the second Mishnah, that's Halacha Zayin. Madlik is a Godish, Vahir Bar Kalim, Rav Yudah Oimer, Yishalim, Kol Mashu Besechri. Yudah says that if one burned a stack and Kalim were inside and they burned, he pays whatever was inside. Vachachami Raimim, Ein Risham, El Agodish, Shal Chitim, El Agodish, Shal Sa'irim. Vachachami say he only pays for a stack of wheat or barley, whatever it was. Haya gedi kofasai ve'ebet samachloi ve'nisaf imoi chayev. If one burned a stack of grain and there was a goat tied to it and a slave nearby and it was burned, he's liable. Ebet kofasai ve'gedi samachloi ve'nisaf imoi potel. If there was a slave tied to it and a goat nearby and it was burned, he's exempt. Umayim chachomim of Yehuda v'madlik es habira shu mishalim koma shahaya v'seicha shudechmanei adon aniech v'batim. Chacham agreed to Yehuda that one who burns a building pays for everything inside, because people normally put all kinds of things in houses. The Gemara says, "Abiyabo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, moedim Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, b'klei goyrin shedarkom lahatmin." The Gemara says that Abiyabo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says Chacham agree about kelim of the granary because it's normal to hide them in a stack. Chacham shitas Rabbi Yehuda, t'manu oimer. Yehuda seems to contradict himself. There, in Maseches Peah, regarding Shechacha, Rav Yehuda expounds to exclude that which is covered, Tamun. Here, he includes Tamun. Rav Yehuda, Dorish Hocha El Agodish, Leitha Dor Nehem Agodish, Shemeshalim, Kol Mashu B'Seicha. The answer is here, Rav Yehuda expounds to include only because it says a stack, and it already said Tamah. Why does it also say a stack? It's to include whatever's inside. There, it says Sadeh, which is exposed, to exclude Tamun. V'chal v'shittas v'abonon, Tamun amin v'abayt Tamun v'hacha amin prad l'tamun. The Gemara asks the opposite question now. The Chacham seem to contradict themselves. There, in Peah regarding Shechacha, they expound to include Tamun, and here they exclude Tamun. V'lei kein am Rav Yavo v'shem Rav Yochanan v'yidim Chacham l'Rav Yudan v'klei goyrin v'yodak l'tamun. And the Gemara says that didn't Rav Yavo say in the name of Rav Yochanan, that Chacham agree about Kalim of the granary because it's normal to hide them in a stack, both for a fire and Shechacha. Chacham include what is commonly covered. Amr b'Hoshea, v'she'ein edim, or yesh edim, kol amam oidu, al hador to Rav Yehuda. Hoshea said that the argument is when there are no witnesses, but if there are, all agree to Rav Yehuda. Tani kein hayagadish chitim mechupe sa'irim, oigadish sa'irim mechupe chitim, Noisin lai godish sa'irim. And the Baisa says, if there was a stack of wheat covered with barley, or a stack of barley covered with wheat, he gives to him a stack of barley, which is worth less. This is when there are no witnesses, and this is like the Chachamim. Ka'ado, chad ba'anash, afket, gavri chavrei, chad, sak, so, bi'iru, oines, ahein, ama, sigin, hava, mole, ahein, hava, ama, metaxin, hu, mole. Hare, ze, nishbe, benaito. It's like the case of a man who deposited with his friend a bundle, and an oines occurred, means through negligence of the guard. The guard says that perhaps it was full of sigin, which is useless byproducts of silver, and the depositor said it was full of silk. He swears this way and receives. Chacham agree the depositor believes to swear and then receive. Rabbi Yochanan asked, can one claim matters that he's not proper to have? If you're in Ador, Darise de Barziza, Afket Kabe Chad Barnash Litra, to have Miss Barziza or Miss Arise de Barziza. As Uvda Kame Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Ama Manhu de la Yada de Chol, Mai de Isla Rise de Barziza, Le Barziza, Amen. Yisiavun Levonui de Barziza. And the answer was, we learn from the following, that the sharecropper of Barziza deposited a litter of gold with a man. Barziza and his sharecropper both died. The case came in front of Rishmo Babyasi, who said that, who doesn't know that everything with the sharecropper of Barziza belongs to Barziza? Surely the sharecropper was merely a shaliach of Barziza and deposited Barziza's gold. The gold should actually be given to the sons of Barziza. Avon le Barziza, Bonin, Ravavin, Bonin de Kikin, Ama Yisman, Ravaya, Palga, the Kad Rabbi de Kukaya Yisman Palga. Bar Ziva had adult sons and sons who were minors. they said that the adult sons will take their half now, and when the minor sons mature, they will take their half. When Shmuel Rabbi Yossi died, the case came in front of Rabbi Chiya. He said, you cannot learn from here anything. It should be given to the sharecropper's sons. So which people don't want to publicize their wealth and act like poor? Amalei, Mawe, the Pikadena, Kva Yavis, Palga. The Shem said, I already gave half to the sons of Barziza. Amalei, Ma, Shinasata, Api Bastin, Nasata, or Mashata Nathan, Api Bastin, Ata Nathan. He said, what you gave according to Bastin. What you will give according to Bastin. Mao di emun banoi da rise de vaziza le banoi de vaziza yavin lain ma de nastern. Can the sharecropper's sons tell Baziza's sons, give to us what you took? Yachle meimelain ma shenasas al bibestin nase. Who answers no, they can tell them what was done according to Bastin. Mao di emun de kikaya levaya nifleg imchaim. They will ask, can Baziza's young sons tell the old ones, share with us what you took? The answer is no, because they can tell them it's as if we found a Metsia. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Leith, should say Dane, or the Vial, the Zekehaya, and the Kamishi, Nitten, or Hem, Matana. Rabbi Yitzchak says that the younger have no case against the older, it's as if the older received a gift.